you said as far as you know there isn't a Jewish name out there.
Well, unless you can sit a Mountain Brook, but it's not Jewish alone. I mean, there's...
Is it upper class?
Yes,
so most of the upper class Jews lived there, you'd say.
Right, I'd say they lived in Mountain Brook.
But then there would be middle class Jewish people who lived all through the city.
Yeah, I think there may be, but I think most of them live in that vicinity.
Okay.
Or in that general direction. Most Jews are rich folks, you know.
I know.
I mean, really, you don't see many. In fact, I've never seen any low class Jewish people here. There may be.
Either. There probably are in New York and places
maybe.
Like that. But I haven't really seen any in Atlanta either. Mm. Okay, where do the rest of the rich people live besides in Mountain Brook?
Well, you have Mountain Brook, Vestavia, Hoover, Green Valley.
Really?
I'd say that's, yeah.
Now, where's that? Is it farther away?
It's in this general direction, just a few blocks over.
Is it also on the mountain?
Right.
So most of the rich people live up on the mountain, you could say.
Yeah. Or Shades Mountain.
Oh, that's interesting. All right. Where are there? What are some just basic middle class neighborhoods?
Well, you have your middle class neighborhood on Shades Mountain.
Okay.
Believe me, because this is an average neighborhood here.
Oh, it is?
This is not a high class, I mean a high income bracket.
Some of these houses look to me to be not maybe not upper, but upper middle class.
Well, there's a mixture in this particular part. Really, you see little bungalow homes, and then you see big, finer homes. A couple of three blocks over here, they're $90,000 homes, and to me that's a lot of money.
It sure is, yeah.
So see, we aren't, it's not low, it's above average, but not in the high class.
Okay.
This particular section right here.
Okay. Now, are there any white lower class neighborhoods that have names around here? Or around Birmingham?
White homes or apartments? What do you...
Well,
there is low-income apartments downtown Birmingham, Central City, and Eilton Village. Right. Well, it's apartment complexes, but it's low-income people that pay according to what they make.
Oh, I see. And are those mostly downtown, in the downtown area?
It is in that, yeah.
White or black?
Well, I guess both.
Oh, really?
Now, they used to be entirely white. Or they were at one time, but they aren't anymore.
All right, and can you think of any lower class neighborhoods that are not, well, like that's a federal government project, I would imagine.
No, I don't think so.
And how about some just little houses or something? Like the area around Miles would be one that I would guess.
Miles College?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was getting ready to say, I hate to say any particular neighborhood is a low class because I know we moved from the western part of town 13 years ago. At that time, it was considered average, maybe a little above average neighborhood. But since that time, it's gone down to perhaps the lower income.
Oh. All right, well, I'm asking about things as they are right at this moment.
At this
moment. In your perception.
Okay. Now, I'll have to tell you, I'm not real familiar with any section as far as residential sections concerned and incomes are concerned because I really don't know.
Okay.
My parents live in the eastern part of town. They are retired people and they have a nice brick home, but it's average or maybe a little below average, and that's around the Roebuck Shopping Center.
Okay. Then I guess maybe the reason I'm pushing this is that we have many little neighborhoods within the city that have names, like Cabbage Town is a well-known